and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with George. Hi, George. George, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello.
Sir.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm living well.
I have a concern about, had recent surgery, what you call, in my surgical area where I had some bone scrubs taken out. Due to the...
George, if you'll turn your radio off while we're talking, it creates feedback here on the show, okay?
Now,
go ahead and turn the radio down, and then go ahead and ask your question again.
Okay, I recently had a surgery, and they went into my cervical area and taken out some bones out of my spinal cord, which they call bone spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And after they taken the bone spurs off, I'm still having some numbness in my left leg and my hand. It's not as bad as it were. At one time, I couldn't even hold a bottle of water in my hand, but now I can hold a bottle of water, and I can walk. I am still walking with a cane and sometimes crutches, but at one time, I was in a wheelchair, and I'm still taking rehabilitation. But I was just want, a lot of time, I have pain in my hip, like it's still having that's like sciatic nerve going down my leg, and I'm just wondering why I'm continuing to have pain after they have taken the bones spurs off of the spinal cord within the cervical area.
Well, if you're still now, they took it off in the cervical area, and you're having pain in your leg.
It's like in my hips, and it's still like my legs feel. My left leg feel like it wants to give out sometime. And the doctor said that all that was due to that pinched spinal cord I had in my neck. Because one time I was like, they thought I had a stroke, but I hadn't had a stroke after they ran a CAT scan, but it was bone spurs, the doctor said, was pressing on the spinal cord, causing the weaknesses in my leg, my left leg especially. My left leg went completely out at one time, but now I've regained a lot of the strength back. I'm about 65 to 70%. I can't stand no long time, and I'm just wondering what's causing it.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. It could be coming from the neck. Have you had anyone else look at it from a non-surgical perspective, like a chiropractic physician or even an osteopath, like a DO? Have you had any opinion like that?
Well, not since I've had surgery.
But before that, did you try some non-surgical methods before you went into surgery?
Well, one other time I had some back pain a few years back, and I used to go to a chiropractor, and he did me a whole lot of good, but he deceased, and after he was an Oriental guy. And after he passed away, I hadn't seen another chiropractor, and this been probably nearly 4 years ago. But I just had surgery this year on my cervical area where I had bone spurs pressing on my spinal.
Sure.
And I hadn't been back to the doctor, to a chiropractor, since I had this bone spur. Now, I did get a second opinion before I had surgery about this cervical area in my neck, and I had two neurologists look at it, and they did say that was a problem. And the only way I can get some relief was to go in there and take those bones out of there.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. But at the same time, I might look at, if I were you, you might want to look into some more of the alternative care, whether it be chiropractic or even physical therapy can be helpful at this point, even working on the lower back, making sure the nerves are not being irritated and there's no inflammation around them. But a DO, osteopathic physician, they can work real well with that sort of thing too. There's different therapies out there that can be helpful with your situation. There's a cold level, low-level laser therapy that can be quite helpful. But, yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, what you're dealing with is not easy. I know it's frustrating and it can be painful. Have you changed anything else in your diet, or have you changed anything at all in your lifestyle? Or did they tell you it's not that big of a deal, don't worry about it?
No, I try to keep a pretty good eating habit. I'm always an active person. There's a lot of meats I don't eat. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Never did that. I try to eat a balanced diet every day. And I was always active. I'm 60 years old, and I'm always was on the go doing something. You know, I try to create good habits. And one of the things is that with my back, my legs feeling kind of like they want to get tired all the time. It's been kind of a hinder to me, you know what I'm saying? And then at night when I sleep, I wake up in the morning, my back is real stiff. So I was just wondering, was that surgery that I had was contributing to the stiffness in my back at night when I get up in the morning and having this numbness down my leg? It's not as bad as it was. I mean, it's a lot better because I couldn't use this left leg at one time. But now I can pick it up. At one time I had to pick it up and put it in the car with my right hand.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm able to maneuver with that leg a little better than I were, and I'm about, I guess, 65 to 70%, but I'm not back to 100%. I probably will never get back to 100%, but if I can get back to just 95, 98, I feel better.
Yeah, you would, and you never know how the body's going to respond, so you know, definitely be open-minded about that. I would definitely go get another opinion with maybe a chiropractic physician, just have them take a look at it, because now that you've had the surgery done, you've kind of gone that route and gone down that path, and if you're still getting some of these symptoms, you might want to have someone that's really skilled at non-surgical methods to be able to look at it and make sure that the nerves are where they need to be as far as not being irritated and there's no restrictions. Even if all the scans are clear, sometimes, you know, at this level you could have some irritation there, so might want to get that checked out as well. And, you know, for some of the little, you know, shooting, you know, pins and needles and even some of the weakness within the legs and that sort of thing, you might want to, from a nutritional perspective, just so you know, vitamin B6, pyridoxamine, is really good for those sorts of things. There's some good studies on it and research on it, so you might want to look that up. Your cod liver oil, your fish oils, vitamin D, those are also good. And, you know, at the end of the day, with what you're dealing with, it's challenging, but the body can change. And I know you said you don't know if it'll ever be back. Well, you've had some surgery and some things removed, and the spine's a big deal. But if you get it managed right now and don't just let it go, then you probably will see some really good results, because it sounds like you're intuitive enough to know that, well, I need to do something right now. So that's why we're having this conversation. I would get another opinion on that. And then let me know. You can call me back right here on the show. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. Want to talk about your health and your life. We can get into that. You can also check out the website. And if you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way we do, we've got a growing network. You can check out the web, mywellnessproviders.com. Check it out there. And it's pretty interesting. People are looking for that. They want to know, can you help me build my lifestyle, make better choices, and think of things from more of a natural perspective? A lot of docs out there are doing that now, and it's great to see them getting on board. So just get in touch with us. We can help in your area. All right, let's go to JR. Hi, JR. Welcome.
How do you do?
Yeah, I'm living well. How can I help?
I've got two things going on. I've got a fatty liver, they tell me.
Okay.
And I've been told that I have diverticulitis. It's on the left side, down low about where your belt would be.
Right.
But it's pretty painful. But when I pump diesel into the truck that I drive, and I get that diesel, so you'd say smell, but I taste it. And when I get that diesel taste in my tongue, it causes that place to hurt, just, you know, like what they're calling diverticulitis.
So when you get around your diesel truck and you smell the fumes or whatever, you start to taste it, and that makes your side hurt, right?
Yes, yes.
And they did a study not too long ago, and I read it here on the show, about how diesel trucks and the fumes that come from the diesels, they're finding are very toxic as far as being inhaled all the time. So, you know, that is something to be a little concerned about if you're starting to get pains when you are smelling those fumes. Do you drive diesel every day? Is that part of your job?
Yes, I do, but mold and stuff like that causes the same pain.
And have you gone to your doctor and told them that? Have you told them the correlation, or have you not mentioned that to them?
I have said something about that.
And what did they tell you?
It's just diverticulitis.
That's it. And you cut back on eating nuts and that sort of thing, things that would normally irritate it?
Oh, I haven't touched those in a long time.
Okay.
But well, moles will do that, and different stuff like Windex and perfumes, just lots of different things will get in my tongue. And when it does, you can't get rid of whatever you get in your tongue for about 12 hours. But it aggravates that place that they're calling diverticulitis.
Well, and there's a possibility that you could be having a toxic buildup. That is, you know, definitely possible. So you're not crazy, that's for sure. And one thing to do is, well, is it, let me ask you this quick question. Does it hurt every week, every day, once a month? What's the frequency of it?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably 2 or 3 days at a time, it'll be almost unbearable. But I have an uncomfortable feeling there all the time.
Okay.
Not really, you know, not really bad pain, but now, you know, you get around pumping the diesel, the new in the tank is what causes the problem.
Right, I get it. You might want to get with a naturopathic physician, a naturopath, and talk with them about looking at some form of cleansing protocol, because if it is toxic overload in the body, there's some things you can do like chlorella and aloe vera juice. There's some different things you can do to chelate the body and kind of cleanse it, and some products you can put together. But a good somebody more on the natural alternative side is going to do it. Most physicians really don't get into all that, but a naturopathic physician would definitely be into that. That's kind of the core of what they do is getting the body from more of a natural perspective back to where it needs to be. But, yeah, I mean, if you're dealing with that and you're feeling some of that toxic overload or even seemingly that's what it might be, then getting your body to go through kind of a cleansing process. And, you know, the body's got its own natural detoxification process in the lymphatic system, but sometimes it's good to do a little bit extra, whether you fast for a little bit or whatever. That can be quite helpful. So that's one thing you want to look into. And also, just so you know, as far as foods go, you know, eating a low inflammatory diet will really help in these kind of situations because it helps push the bad out, keep the good in, and can be very effective. So there's foods that literally will lower inflammation in the body and help, and there's foods that can increase the inflammatory response too. So it's about eliminating, you know, the ones that are no good and bringing the other ones in. And my book talks a lot about that. But that's a good direction to go because if it's just diverticulitis, then, I mean, again, it's just avoid certain foods and let's hope for the best. That's kind of the standard medical answer. And I know you're like, well, there's more to this because you're not an idiot and you know your body. So, I mean, I get it. That's why I would look. You're going to have to look more along the lines of an alternative practitioner for something like this, for the results you're looking for. Because if you need somebody to get in there and dig, standard medicine is not going to dig. Because, I mean, if the diagnosis of diverticulitis is what it is, they're going to leave it at that, put you with a GI doctor, and just hope for the best. Change your diet, and let's just hope for the best. Not let's get to the root cause or anything like that. And nobody's fault. It's just not looked at that way. So you're going to have to do your own research with that. But we'll be here to help any way we can. You can always call or email us, too. At same number, 888-283-7272. But check it out. Keep me posted on how it goes. Because toxic buildup in the body, I'll tell you this, if indeed that's what it is a huge issue right now, especially with the environment and the toxins that we have in our food supply, water supply, and how they're getting into our system and building up over time and causing, I believe, a lot of the health challenges that we face today and that we're seeing today are based on, you know, just a lot of the external top environment that we have. So it's smart that you're jumping on board with that and looking to do something about it, that you're not willing to settle for anything less than that. So keep me posted how it goes. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in, but the good news is many times you can lifestyle your way out. We'll be right back. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. The FDA is investigating a role of energy drink in five different deaths. U.S. Food and Drug Administration confirmed Monday that it's investigating whether Monster energy drinks might have played a role in the deaths of about five people. According to the Bloomberg News, FDA spokeswoman Shelley Burgess said the victims cited in the five reports all had consumed the energy drink before they died, but she stressed the claims in the reports are only allegations at this point. The family of the 14-year-old girl who died after drinking the energy drinks is used in the reports in a lawsuit that's been filed against the maker of the drinks, Monster Beverage Corporation of Corona, California. The high levels of caffeine in these energy drinks have prompted public concern, as emergency room visits involving these drinks have increased tenfold between 2005 and 2009. Senator Dick Durbin had asked the FDA to consider caffeine limits on energy drinks, Bloomberg reported. The agency said it's working on drafting guidelines to guarantee energy drinks do not pose a danger to those who consume them. Monster, which sold $1.6 billion worth of energy drinks in 2011, defended its product Lindbergh reported. So think about that. Think about that. And there is a lot. I mean, these are ones we hear about. There are a lot of smaller cases based on these that we don't ever hear about. And, you know, that's really the challenge in the middle of it all. So, and the energy drinks, I mean, obviously carry a lot of caffeine in them. I mean, over 200 milligrams typically in one can, because they're usually about 24 ounces. The cans are getting larger and larger. So to see that happen is a real tragedy. It really bothers me. You can read something like that. Obese boys are turning into impotent men, they're saying. They said young obese males have reduced levels of testosterone, which greatly increases the risk of being impotent and infertile as adults. This is the new study. Researchers at the University of Buffalo in New York compared 25 obese and 25 lean males aged 14 to 20 and found that the obese males had up to 50% less testosterone than the lean males. Testosterone is the hormone produced by the testicles. Now, the findings recently published in online in the journal Clinical Endocrinology need to be confirmed with a few more males, the researcher said, but we were surprised to observe a 50% reduction in testosterone in this pediatric study because the obese males were young and were not diabetic. The study first author, Dr. Parish Dadanda, chief of the Division of Endocrinology and Diabetes and Metabolism at the University of Buffalo Medical School, said in a news release, the implications of our findings are frankly horrendous because the boys are potentially impotent and infertile at such a young age. The message is a grim one with a massive epidemiological implication. The researchers noted that low testosterone levels are also associated with higher levels of abdominal fat and reduced muscle, which can lead to insulin resistance and then diabetes. So these findings demonstrate that the effect of obesity is powerful, even in the young, and that lifestyle and nutritional intake starting in childhood have major repercussions throughout all stages of life. The good news is that we know that testosterone levels do return to normal in obese adult males who undergo gastric bypass surgery. So it's possible that the levels also will return to normal through weight loss as a result of lifestyle change, although this needs to be confirmed in larger studies. The study found an association between obesity and reduced testosterone levels. However, it did not establish a cause and effect relationship, but it did have a relationship nonetheless, which is important. And we see that often. If you've ever been in clinical practice at all and you do blood testing and whatnot, you'll see that the lower testosterone definitely goes hand in hand many times with males that are slightly overweight or they're carrying some abdominal body fat. Makes a huge difference. And low testosterone is causing a host of issues. I mean, from drive and energy levels to infertility, you're seeing a lot of issues with males that are going through these, almost like with women, menopause. And they go through what's called andropause, and things really begin to change in guys. So it's that different season of life. But it doesn't have to be like that, guys. I mean, really, there are natural ways to boost testosterone levels. You don't have to take hormone replacement many times. You can do it naturally. Now, not to say hormone replacement is bad, because it's not. And there are many times that we need that, and I'm glad we have it. But you always want to do the best you can to push the body to make its own as much as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can give me a call right now, and we'll make your question part of the show, or you can call and we can answer it, or email, we can answer in private. Just go to the website. All right, Darla, let's go to you. How can I help?
Well, I've got on the outside of my ankle, the exterior ankle, there in the front of the ankle bone, there is a fatty area, real fat, almost like a not a bulbous, but a, it's very soft, okay. And it looks like a tumor, but it's not on the inside of my ankles. It's only on the outside, and then when my Achilles tendon is on both sides, it feels like it's like that too. And I went to my doctor and I asked him about it, and he had me go to a podiatrist, and the podiatrist said, you just have fatty ankles. And I thought, I mean, it's just been a recent thing in the last 6 months. and I was surprised that he didn't even take blood or anything, but he didn't. And he just felt around, and he said, no, that's the way it should be. And I thought, well, I'm not a doctor, but this is just new for me.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, granted, it probably is nothing, but it also could be something like a sebaceous cyst. And many times when you go through a lot of stress in life, cortisol levels build up. And as cortisol levels go up, then, you know, that's when the body can store excess body fat in weird places. You get these little lipomas that can pop up anywhere and can drive you crazy. And you're thinking, gosh, is something wrong with me? You think it's something major, and it's not. It's just one of those deals where the body is at a higher production of cortisol, and you know it ends up creating these little fatty deposits. And that's what it could be. Very easily be that down there in your ankle. Just, you know, looking at it from more of a basic point of view. That's what I would do, is I would maybe get it looked at from someone that can handle it from more a natural perspective. And if it is a fatty cyst, or if it's like a lipoma, then the surgery would probably be the only way to go. It's very hard to get those to dissolve. Very hard. And so once they're there, you pretty much kind of have to do something surgically to take care of it. But I would look into that and keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. And you know, if you call in and you don't want to, maybe you don't call in, but I want to open this up to you, because a lot of people get nervous and call in and ask a question. You know, when you ask a question, you're helping, who knows, 100,000 other people probably that have the same question. And, you know, it really is a good thing to do. And also, I want to encourage you, if you've got a friend, a family member, a loved one, or, you know, whatever it might be that really needs help, talk about them too. You know, you don't have to just call for yourself. Call for someone else, because one of the things I like to teach people on this show that listen is that the more people you can go tell little bits and pieces of what you've learned here, the more you can make their health better and their life better, and you can open their eyes to really what's going on as far as our food supply and everything else, as far as the quality of it, and get, you know, keep them from making the wrong decisions, maybe make the right decisions, get their health back, and look at what you've done. You've made a major help. You've created a major help in their life. So, powerful. All right, Daniel, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hello?
Hello? Daniel, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Jason. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I, we're over-the-road truck drivers, and we went and had our physicals done about a week ago.
Okay.
And the physician found blood in my wife's urine, and she said it was quite extensive, and my wife told her that it was because of, you know, female troubles, but this also occurred 2 years prior, because every 2 years we have to get a DOT physical for driving. But the first 2 years ago wasn't that bad, but this time she said it was pretty bad. So what could be the cause of that? I'm kind of worried about her. She don't want to, you know.
Well, the doctors are telling her to. Are the doctors saying don't worry about it?
No. But not the doctor. The doctor's worried about it.
But what did they say?
I'm worried about it.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So my wife just didn't want to get into it with the doctor, but, you know, she said that she needs to get it looked at, but my wife's kind of afraid to do anything. She's afraid of doctors and afraid to, you know, get it looked at. But what could it be?
Well, I mean, there could be several things. She could have constant urinary tract infection, but if they check for infection and they rule that out, so I don't know all the details of how they did their protocol, but normally you would check for UTI, see if there's a bacterial infection. Sometimes that can cause blood. If it's extensive, then you could have some potential damage to the ureters within the kidneys, or there could be a stone that's trying to pass. Many times that can cause blood to come as well. I would go back to your physician, though, and ask for more extensive testing and to find out what's going on. I'm surprised that they would just be concerned and just let it sit. So I would definitely get back and or get a different opinion from a different doctor in that regard, okay? But keep me posted.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. They're saying genes now may determine aspirin's effect on the advanced colon cancer. So you know a whole aspirin a day for heart disease? Well, they're saying now that patients suffering from advanced colorectal cancer, aspirin may help. So there's a mutation with the gene called the PIK3CA mutation. And it has to do with the tumor cells in colorectal cancer. Well, lead researcher Dr. Ogino, who's associate professor in the Department of Epidemiology at Harvard School of Public Health, said about 20% of colorectal cancers have this PIK3CA mutation, according to the study, and it can be potentially tested as a predictive genetic marker for colorectal cancer patients. Doctors may be able to really make a decision to treat or not with aspirin based on the PIK3CA test results. So this test can potentially make a difference for patients for diagnosis and treatment, but independent validation study is needed before this mutation testing can be a part of routine clinical workup. This is in a recent New England Journal of Medicine, which is kind of fascinating. Aspirin, they're finding now, as much as we kind of balked at it, has quite a few helpful benefits. Still hard on the stomach, but at the end of the day, there are some benefits for it, which I think is fairly interesting. It's more as it grows that we're finding more and more. It'll be interesting to see, because you've got two schools of thought. I mean, especially me being in the middle, you got the medical train of thought or the school of thought where they're all for it. And of course, the alternative side thinks everybody's crazy. So when it comes to aspirin. And that you shouldn't do that. So they kind of have a different stance. Depends on who you talk to. But it'll be interesting to see as we get more studies in with this where kind of the chips fall with everyone's opinion. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going now to Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hello. My question was how to help the GABA. What foods should I concentrate on eating, and then what foods to avoid?
Well, for GABA, of course, that's the one inhibitory neurotransmitter. So you're dealing with anxiety and that sort of thing. There are certain things, foods that you really, it's not to incorporate. There's quite a few foods to avoid to maintain good, healthy GABA levels. And I'll kind of run through some of the basics with you. But almonds, walnuts, cashews, those are important to avoid, actually. Barley, wheat, so any kind of wheat flour, breads, pastas, cereal, crackers. Believe it or not, brown rice and white rice, not so good. And the beans are actually a little bit of a culprit, too, and buckwheat as well. So there are some foods out there that really can affect GABA levels in a negative way, in a not-so-good way. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, there are certain supplements that can help raise GABA levels that can be very effective. If you find the GABA itself in the supplement, typically that doesn't work that well. You've got to have the cofactors that help create the GABA to really get the true benefits. And with GABA, some of the key ones are L-theanine, which is an amino acid. And, you know, and of course, you can look at things like L-tyrosine and L-phenylalanine combined together can be quite helpful, too. Now, valerian root has been talked about for a long time as helping GABA levels, but the more pharmacists I talked to, and they kind of broke down some of the chemical makeup of how valerian root really works and why it's something to be very cautious with, is brought some validity to my eyes as far as seeing that. So, you know, again, you want to just kind of keep things in balance, especially with GABA levels, because if you're dealing with anxiety and you're dealing with these sorts of things, you want to keep the brain chemistry as stable as possible. And there's ways to do that nutritionally, you know, just like we're talking about here. But again, the foods that will avoid, the foods that you avoid needs to be the one to focus on, because pretty much other foods, proteins and the other kind of, I mean, there are only certain nuts listed. There's all kinds of other nuts you can have if that's an issue. But yeah, it's just about coming up with everything that you need from that and then stabilizing it and following a good protocol. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Let's go to Evan. Hi, Evan.
Hey, Dr. Issa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Evan. What's up?
Oh, well, I'm the guy that you said to call you because I was kind of afraid to call.
Okay.
And
yeah, that's all right.
It's a sensitive. I was like the other caller that you back. I was a commercial truck driver, drove a long time. I'm disabled now on disability. I've got degenerative disc really bad in my back and neck. I think a lot of that was from driving and maybe hereditary, but I've got this real bad pain in my breast. I'm 6 foot. I weigh about 200 and I've lost about 20 pounds. I was at 285. I'm down to about 265 now.
Wow, that's great, man. Way to lose this.
I'm trying, but I've got this pain in my breast, and I notice for muscle mass, it's, you know, it's fat mass, you know, and it's kind of worried about it, and I talk to my wife about it, and she thinks my testosterone levels are low, and I have, they had me on morphine, because I can't even walk unless I'm medicated, and I need to get off this medicine. I'm on methadone now.
Okay. Well, have you had your testosterone levels checked? I would. And that's one thing you want to do. And also have them check estradiol. Have them check your HGH, which has to do with growth hormone. And they can check all these hormone factors and levels and see where it really lands. Sounds like the little painful spot you got is called gynecomastia. And it's where there's an excess buildup of estrogen, and it begins to form male breast tissue and can be very swollen. Happens a lot in puberty in teenagers, so you might want to get that looked at. There's some estrogen blockers that they can give you to tone that down, but more than anything, they need to figure out where your hormone levels are so they can get those balanced. And that is a wise note from your wife. Keep me posted on how that goes, okay? And thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.